Welcome to the People Powered Business Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lee Billett. If you employ staff, engage contractors, or rely on people to help deliver your products or services, you're in the right place. Join us each week as we dive in to uncover what makes people tick, learn the best strategies and tactics to build an amazing team, and most importantly, discover how you, the business owner or leader, can unleash the power of your people to help create the successful business you deserve. Let's get started. Hi there, and welcome to episode number 22 of the People Powered Business Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Christy Lee Billett, and thank you so much for joining me here today on the podcast. It's fabulous to have you here, and I hope whatever you're up to, you are having an amazing day. To those of you who are new to the podcast, welcome. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you enjoy this if this is your first episode. The podcast has been going for obviously 21 previous episodes, so it's a weekly podcast, and new episodes will be here with you each and every Wednesday. So you can expect those to drop each Wednesday, first thing in the morning in Australia time. So that's when you can expect to hear future episodes from us. So I appreciate you joining us if this is your first ever episode. And for our returning listeners, thank you so much for your ongoing support. It really is truly appreciated. Now, in today's episode of the podcast, what I'd love to chat to you about is the value of a clean slate. Now, what do I mean by that exactly? I think we all know there's times in our business and in our lives generally where we just wish that we could wipe the slate clean and start all over again. Because fixing the mess or trying to wrangle a solution out of the existing arrangements we have just feels harder. And I can tell you that I see this a lot in the work that I do. I'll often be presented with existing documentation or policies or contracts of employment, and trying to Frankenstein those in a way that it's going to be effective for the business moving forward and actually do its job and cover and protect the business is quite often far harder and far more time consuming than if I simply wiped the slate clean and started all over again. So there are many, many instances where you may feel it valuable to wipe the slate clean, but today I want to talk to you about a particular scenario where I think it can be so, so important. And that is in the space of your vision and your planning. Now, I have discussed on some other medium, some video work that I've done, a framework that I have created from really the experience I have in working with small and medium-sized businesses, those of you with fewer than 100 employees, on everything to do with your teams, your people, your human resources, and the structure that goes with that. And for those of you who don't know, for the last 20 years, I've worked in the space of human resources and finding staff, keeping staff, managing staff. But for the last 10 years, very intentionally, I have worked passionately and tirelessly with small to medium-sized businesses. So not corporates, not businesses who have their own internal HR team, but businesses who have staff who need some support or need to know what they're doing in that space, but don't have their own internal HR expert. And I've worked with these businesses because HR is important. It's a really critical part of the business. It's like you do your budgets. You need a plan around your people. And so I feel really strongly about that. But of course, if that's not your area of expertise, and as a business owner, you wear all the hats and you juggle all the things, but I'm pretty certain, correct me if I'm wrong, that you didn't get into business for your love of compliance with the HR laws here in Australia, because they're pretty, pretty tight. And they're can be time consuming and complex and all these things. So I really work with businesses of that size to help them simplify it, make it practical, and make it work for their business. Because at the end of the day, the resourcing you have in place, the people you employ, and the time and money that you invest in them should absolutely help you and help your business get to your goals, get to your objectives, and help you continue to thrive in whatever it is that you do business in, whether it's serving more customers, whether it's making more money, whatever it is that is driving your business right now, your people resources should be helping you get there and not holding you back. So over the years working with these size businesses, What I discovered was all of the corporate HR strategy that I learnt when I did my master's in human resource management many, many years ago. I'm going to say 20 years ago. It probably was about that long, actually. It's a long time ago. Is absolute codswallop when it comes to small business. It just doesn't apply. It's not practical. It's not reasonable and it's not effective. So all of that corporate HR strategy and all the stuff they teach just doesn't work for small to medium-sized businesses. But that doesn't mean that HR isn't important. So I've developed what I call the three pillars of core HR strategy that are essential for businesses of your size. Now, the first of those pillars, I won't go through them all today, and I'll do a whole other episode on that strategy piece, but one of those pillars is, in fact, vision. Now, I know that sounds a bit airy-fairy and obvious, but without a clear vision as to what it is that you're trying to achieve in your business and the bigger goals, the future direction, and I guess the ultimate why for you and the just cause that you're pursuing, without a really clear idea of that and what you're doing to work towards that, you cannot possibly know what resources, what skills, and how much of everything you need to get you there. Now, of course, that changes as your business changes. So this is not a set and forget by any stretch of the imagination. But without looking into the future and mapping out what you need to get there, it's just like you wouldn't plan to manufacture 100 widgets without having the machines to do that. Your people are purely your people machines to help you get your business moving and to do all the things that your business does. But so often I see business owners who just put square pegs in round holes or just throw a band-aid solution or just think that getting another person in, whoever that is, wherever they come from, just someone off the street, is going to fix the problem. And it's simply not the case. It requires strategy. It requires thinking and planning. And sometimes it requires change. Now, as entrepreneurs and business owners, we're not adverse to change by any means. But for some reason, when it comes to people, we really struggle with change because it's personal to us. Our team are often an extension of our family. And so for those reasons, when things aren't right, which we resist everything to make the change and we try so hard to make it work and to make it fit. And sometimes that's a good thing and there's good reasons for doing that, but quite often we are just beating our heads against a brick wall. Because no matter how hard we try, the fit is no longer there, the solution is wrong, and we need to make a change. And our business is being held back by our unwillingness to admit and make change. It can be a bit hard to hear, I know. So today I'm talking to you about the value of a clean slate when it comes to your structure in your business. And I talk about an exercise that I encourage lots of business owners to do. And in fact, I reminded myself that I needed to do it for a client this week. And that is an exercise that I just simply call the clean slate exercise. And today I want to walk you through that exercise and really talk to you about firstly, how to do it and when and why you should do it, but walk you through the end result and what you should do afterwards, because often it's not a pretty picture at the end and you've got a few issues that you're going to need to deal with. So the clean slate exercise is really simple. It's an exercise that I encourage you to do if either you're first starting out in starting to hire staff into your business, your business has gone through change, or you just know that some things aren't working like a well-oiled machine. There's just something niggling that's not right. You can't put your finger on it necessarily, or maybe you can, but things are just not working how you want them to. And what you'll probably find if this is you is that you've been trying lots of different things. You've been perhaps creating new positions. You've been giving people more responsibility. You may have tried to move people around to different departments. You might have tried lots of different things and really you're just throwing, it's like throwing darts against a wall and just hoping one of them is going to stick. And it hasn't happened. And the reason is you haven't been strategic about it. So the clean slate exercise is super simple in concept. What I want you to do when you do your clean slate exercise, and this is something I encourage you to do fairly regularly. As I said, if you go through any of these key pieces of change, it's perfect timing. But outside of that, this is good to do anyway, once every couple of years, even if things are going well, just to check in to make sure you're not missing anything. So the first thing you do is you have to turn your mind off thinking about anyone that you currently have in your business. If this is your business that you're doing this exercise with, then the only person you're considering right now is you. If this is a business, where you are an employee in the business, I want you to go complete clean slate. Don't even consider yourself in the equation at this point in time. And what you do is you simply open a blank document, take a blank piece of paper, get a whiteboard, however it is that you like to visualize and map things out. And I want you to be very clear about what it is that your business or the team that you're leading is trying to achieve. Not next week, not next month, yes, within the next year, but beyond that. I want you to really think about what it is that our team is here to do. What's our just cause? What's our bigger picture? Are we creating amazing internal interior designs for beautiful homes? Are we building the best kitchen countertops for as many homes in Australia as we possibly can? Are we answering as many customer calls as we possibly can? Whatever it is, and it's your business, so I can't tell you what it is, that's where you need to start. You need to have that very clear in your mind. So in the first instance, if you do not have that clearly mapped out, spend some time just thinking about that. You don't have to have the perfect answer, but you do have to have an idea what it is that you're wanting to achieve. Once you are really, really clear on that, so you've got your future vision there, I want you to think then in two to three chunks. And the chunks are, what are we trying to achieve right now? What's the immediate? What will we be wanting to achieve, get my words out right, in 12 months? And what is our ideal future? So this could be any period into the future. It might be an infinite time in the future. What's the ideal? And then I want you to map out what resources you need or you think you're going to need at each of those stages. Now, for the right now phase, you should be able to be very clear about what resources you need to achieve that thing, to get that result. And I want you to start to map it out. And I want you to take a top-down approach. So if you're the business owner, you're starting with you here. And if you're not the business owner, if you're the leader, I want you to start at the top. Whoever is at the top or needs to be at the top, so you might not have that person in place yet, that's where you start. Because you need to start with the leadership. You need to start with the strong leader. Now, if this is you as the business owner, what I also want you to do, aside from putting yourself at the top, obviously, is really map out what role it is that you want to play here. And this is important for lots of reasons, because yes, you can do all the things and you can do all the roles, and you might need to at various periods of time. But if you're doing all the things, you are limited. So that's not really the ideal resourcing. So you need to map out what you're going to take on and what you're able to do, want to do, passionate about doing. And then we're going to map out what other resources you need. So for example, you might know that you need someone to manage the finances. You know that that's not your strong suite, and you know that it takes time. And perhaps from experience, you know that you need someone 3 days a week in a bookkeeping capacity. Great. Pop that in there. You can write this down. You can draw a square on a piece of paper. I'm quite visual. I think I've mentioned that on the podcast before, so I will visually map these things out. But if that's not you, just write yourself a list. So start with working out what it is that you need. So you might need a customer service team. You might need someone answering your phones. You might need someone on your online chat. You might need people in your manufacturing facility. You might need someone to be packaging items to be delivered out the door to your customers. You might need people who are responsible for incoming sales, whether that's on the road, face-to-face, whether that's on the phone, putting that in, so mapping that out. Add in all the resources you know that you need right now for your business to be working like clockwork. And I want you to be as detailed as you can be about what you know for sure. So if you know that you get 100 calls in and that takes two full-time employees because you've got that experience, then just pop that in there. You don't have to put their names. In fact, I don't want you to put any names, just the resources. So what the roles are, what the responsibilities are, and how many hours or days you need of that resource. Now, once you've got that done, and as I said, in as much detail as you can and that you know, the next thing I want you to do is go to the 1 year down the track page and see if you can slot in any differences. So if you're planning to have some growth, are you going to need an additional tradie on the road? Will you need an additional customer service person? Will you need someone to manage all of your social media? Could be anything. But take what you've got now and see whether you think that needs to change in a year from now. And if you're up for the challenge, you can absolutely go ahead and do the future vision, ideal, big picture, this is what I want my organization to look like. But that might be a step too far for some of you in this early stage. Now, once you've got that, the next thing is to really be very clear before you go back to who you've got in your business now. So you want to be clear about, as I said, chunking it down. What are the tasks and what are the resources that we need? So how many hours and all of those kind of things. So you've now got your ideal structure for now. And this is where I want you to review who you've got now against this ideal structure. So you're kind of laying one over the other. Now, here is where you need to be careful. No matter how much you love your employees, and it's great if you do, and I'm not saying at all that we need to get rid of them, but I do not want you sticking square pegs in round holes here. You need to be very clever in putting your emotions aside and be very practical and pragmatic. And if you've got a perfect fit, so if you need a 3-day-a-week accounting person and you've got that person in your business now, they're working that many hours and it's a perfect match, pop their name on that role. Oh, great, perfect. And you may have a few of these. And then you may have some leftovers. And that's fine. Leftovers are okay. As I said, it doesn't mean you're getting rid of anyone. But I do not want you to put a square peg in a round hole. So if you've got someone that you love, but who does not fit into the ideal structure you created, just leave their name to the side. And what you'll find is you're going to have some leakage, i.e. some leftovers, and you'll have some gaps. So some places on your new structure where you don't have a person or you don't have enough people. Perhaps you've got 1.5 full-time equivalent customer service people, but you need two. So you might have a gap. You might need a social media person, but you don't have that skill set in the business right now. This exercise is really about highlighting the gaps between what you have now and what you need and your leaky bucket, your leakage, the things that you're holding on to that you in fact don't need and don't serve your organization right now. So if we firstly address the leakage issues, if you've got leftovers and they're not fitting into the ideal structure, what do you do? The first thing I would encourage you to do is look at who those people are. Look at how well their values align to your business values and how great they have or haven't been in being a loyal, productive, committed, engaged employee. If there is a true values alignment and they've shown exceptional traits as an employee, I really want you to consider whether you could invest some training and some guidance and possibly some investigating into changing the role of that person so that you can retain them because they have some really great employability characteristics, but in a new and different way. Now, that's not an easy, quick conversation necessarily. That might require some real consultation with the individual and really considering where their core skill set is and what training could be provided to help them fill a gap. So you're taking the great people that you've got that are left over, you're looking at the gaps you've got in the business, and you're seeing if there's an opportunity to cross-train or develop their skills so that they can fill that gap for you. If you have employees who are in your leaky leftovers pile, and they do not align with your values, and they have not proven to be exceptional employees up until now, I want you to seriously consider an exit strategy. It may be a redundancy of their current position. It could be all different things, and it will take some time to work through, but they are not serving your business and they are not going to serve you or your business into the future. And this is the time that you need to make some tough decisions for the better good of all. Because if they're not aligned with your values, that's okay. And it doesn't mean they're a bad employee. It's just they're not the right person for your business and you're not the right business for them, quite frankly. So it's completely fine to make that call because they're probably going to enjoy working somewhere else better. And that's okay too. So you really need to look at a potential exit strategy for those people. And then you might find in the end that you've also got some other gaps that have not been or not able to be filled with any cross-training. And here's where you may need to look at recruiting. And of course, you're going to need to consider the costs associated with a new employee and all of those things. But if you, that's something you don't have to do right now, but you can start to put plans in place for how and when you are going to fill those gaps and how you're going to manage in the meantime, whether it's going to sit on your plate or someone else's until then. And when you're going to be in a position to fill that gap. And I want you to really start strategically thinking about which gaps are most important to fill first. Fill the critical gaps first, the ones that are going to help push the business forward, the ones that perhaps are going to generate sales or systemize and simplify things, the ones that are going to take things off your plate so you can focus on moving the business forward. And again, really think top down, because without the key top people in place, everyone else might be floundering. So really think about doing it from that perspective as well. And put a plan in place to get those gaps filled. So that is the initial stage of my clean slate exercise. Now, once you've got all that fixed up and you've started to work towards creating what you need in terms of your people resourcing for now, of course, then you start looking at that 1 year plan that you looked at and you start looking forward and working strategically towards what you're going to need in that 1 year period. It doesn't mean that you're going to need bigger premises. It doesn't mean that you're going to need more computers. You might be looking at growing a particular team. So you want to work on the systems and the processes and really bedding those down before you add any more team members. Because what we know for sure is that the bigger your team gets, the more you need to rely on systems and processes and protocols. Because where there are no rules, people make up their own. And when you've got lots of people doing the same thing, that can be bedlam. So you really, really want to make sure that you use this time before you step into that next period of growth to bed down your systems and procedures and processes. Get your team to write procedures. Get them to record it on video. That's a great way to do it. But get it bedded down before you move into that next phase of growth, because quick growth without that structure and those systems in place can cause you equally as much pain as not having enough people in your business. It's just a different kind of pain. So you really want to get that bedded down. And that's really the crux of the clean slate exercise. Now, of course, once you've got this humming and you're doing it fairly regularly, you can start to really look into the future to your bigger goals, your big vision, and your ideal organizational structure and start to make steps towards that. And that will, of course, not be a fast process. But if it means that you say, right, by middle of next year, I want to have a part-time operations manager, which by 2 years after that will become a full-time operations manager. Or whatever the case might be, you can start to make steps towards it. And once you get that happening, the momentum can start to flow. And we all know how valuable momentum is. So to recap the clean slate exercise, this is an exercise on structure and vision. It's an exercise whereby you must forget about all the people you currently got in the business and start with a completely clean slate and build out, design your team with no one in mind other than yourself. Get very clear on what resources you need to achieve your current goals and objectives and break it down in as much detail as you can. And then refer back to the team you've currently got and where you can match up the roles, but do not put square pegs in round holes. I want you to identify where you've got leakage, so where you're over-resourced and you've got extra people that you're hanging on to, and where you've got gaps, where there are things missing that you really, really need to get in place. If you've got employees who are leftover leakers and they're great in terms of their values match, their values align with you and they've shown to be exemplary employees till now, look at how you can train them up and cross-train them and upskill them so that they can fill one of these gaps for you. If you've got employees that are leftovers that are not a great values alignment and have not proven to be excellent employees up until now, now is the time to look at exit strategies for them, which will be better for you and better for them in the long term as well. And then you can go ahead and recruit externally to fill the gaps that you've got in place and get the right people in the right roles for right now in your business. Once you've done that, you can start to look into the future, but until you can fix right now, the future will only be a muddled mess. I hope you find that framework useful. It can just be so valuable to sometimes just forget everything we're trying to make work and just wipe the slate clean, even only mentally, to get really clear on what it is that we need and how we're going to put things in place to make that happen. And I just find it a valuable exercise that you can do, as I said, anytime you're going through some change, but you know, at least every couple of years, because you want to make sure that you're not holding on to things and people that aren't serving you anymore. And you also want to make sure you're getting value out of the great engaged employees that you do have. So I hope you find that useful, and perhaps you can implement that in your business now or in the future. Now, for those of you who would love to connect with other business owners where we discuss things like the clean slate exercise and other elements of HR, basically anything to do with teams in your business, we have a closed private Facebook group, completely free, purely for business owners and leaders of teams who want to know about all things HR, want to know how to better manage their team, find the right people and keep them in their business, and connect with other business owners and business leaders who also want to do the same thing. I would love for you to join us over at that group. Now, the name of that Facebook group is Team Footprint. So if you go to facebook.com/groups/Team Footprint, you'll be able to apply to join there. And there's a few quick questions we ask you to answer. And I would love to welcome you in to that community and have you join in the conversation there. So Team Footprint over on Facebook, but I will put the link to that directly in our show notes for today. So, and of course, our show notes will be found over on peoplepoweredbusiness.com. If you click on episode number 22, you'll be able to see them there. That's all I have for you today. Again, thank you so much for your time in joining me. I hope you have a fabulous rest of your day, whatever you're doing. And I look forward to chatting with you again next week on the People Powered Business Podcast.